Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition. Show us the trophy. There you go, Stephen, of Gwinnett Business Radio, live from the Subaru Gwinnett Studio here at the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Mike Salmon alongside Stephen Julian. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited about today's show.
Today's show is going to be a blast.
Well done, sir. It's going to be a lot of fun.
30 seconds to make that joke, and everyone will know why.
Yes,
very quickly.
We've got a couple great guests, and we're excited to talk about them and their companies. Chris Meyer is here from Green Circle Demolition, and Adam Cotter from the Cotter Group is here with us as well.
That is fantastic enunciation, Mike.
It's a good thing we're in radio, right?
Yes.
So let's get right down to business, and Chris Meyer is the Business Development Manager with Green Circle Demolition. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Hey, thanks for having us aboard. Pleasure.
Yeah, we're excited to have you here because you have a fun job. You get to blow things up, don't you?
We sure do. It's the best. Wouldn't trade it for the world.
Tell us about Green Circle Demolition. What do you do?
So at Green Circle, obviously you said I'm the business development manager, which means we go out and make people happy. You know, it's an exciting career. Best part of the job is we are offering a tangible service. It's something we're going out that we're very proud of. Altering the landscape of not only Atlanta, our hometown, but we're going out there changing regionally the Southeast. We have goals to expand throughout the entire country, coast to coast, within the next 5 years. But our interior demolition services, our exterior wrecking, our environmental recycling, we have basically, Mike, a turnkey service and business in which we're able to service a various array of clients, from general contractors to direct building owners and residential clients. So that's essentially what we do. We go out there, we tear it down, allow others to build something up, make it look beautiful.
So Chris, when people first hear about what you do, the first thing, Mike and I thought the exact same thing, blow stuff up, you know, implode things, take down big giant buildings. And you guys absolutely do that. But you talked about internal demolition. So I'm wondering if real quick, you could just kind of answer the question of, we all know about the things that we see blow up and implode and do that safely.
Yes.
What are some of the other services that people wouldn't think right off the top of their head? And my thought would be something like internal demolition. It doesn't always have to be the building coming down, right?
Correct. Yes. Some of our noteworthy projects that we're working on right now, Steve, is going to include the W Hotel. It's something within there that they have, let's say, escalators, things that you wouldn't necessarily think about. Earlier before the show, we were talking a little bit about Six Flags. We're actually helping out with the deconstruction of the Cyclone. It's going to be reemerging as a new Cyclone into 2018. So there's just a lot of great projects internally that involve some really hairy stuff. And that's when they call us in. They call Green Circle in whenever something like we had discussed a little bit about the internal demolition and remediation efforts that we're doing right now at the Candler Building in Atlanta, very famous historical building. It's got a 17-story old stack chimney that has to be deconstructed from floor to floor. And really what sets us apart is just the know-how and the experience of, hey, we've been there, we've done that, we're ready to, you know, move forward on this project and shorten up the timelines and provide an incredible value to our clients.
What also sets you apart? Talk a little bit about your business philosophy.
I would say the biggest term that I've written down here today as a talking point is going to be conviction. You know, the conviction to do what we said we're going to do. We try to, you know, over deliver on everything that we do. We under promise them. And then when we come out, I always tell them, whether it be in the first email of communication to a new client, thank you for the opportunity. You know, we look forward to exceeding your expectations. We're very transparent in what we expect the project to look like, but we also tell them it's not going to be perfect, right? This, you guys have had a lot of construction folks on this show. It's nothing can be anticipated 100%. So we're like, you know, the demolition's very tricky business. We don't know which way is going to explode or which way the wall is going to come down, but we have a pretty good idea and we're going to do it safely. So
that was going to be my next question. Yeah. Sometimes you get surprises. Something may not come down that you thought was supposed to come down. Do you have some stories that you can share that where things didn't quite work out? I know in the end, obviously, it worked out, but sometimes there are those surprises.
Sure. Yeah. There's a recently we had done a project not too far from here. It's off Howell Mill Road. We're working on a big wall that's going to be part of an expansion for like a new Taco Mac that's going to be erected. It's a big staircase and you have to direct traffic. The wall's about 8 foot high by about 50 feet long, you know, so it definitely includes a lot of coordination from our end, from the client's end, from property management. You have to really consider in a safety aspect, not only for our crews, but for something that we had to anticipate was if this wall falls down, you know, this 20-ton wall on a parking garage, it's falling three stories, you know, so it took us a while to complete. There was many obstacles we had to overcome, but you know, you take the safety protocols and you don't have to worry too much about it. That one went pretty much according to plan, except for you know, just making sure to really get the equipment out there on time and all that. So
we're speaking with Chris Meyer. He is with Green Circle Demolition. We're learning about destroying things on Gwinnett Business Radio. But I actually want to also ask you, you mentioned in the first answer about environmentally friendly or environmentally sensitive.
Yes.
Talk about recycling that you guys do. Talk about the other things that you do that impact the environment in a positive way.
Sure. So, you know, even within the title of the business, you know, Green Circle Demolition, we're very concerned about being a green company, very concerned whenever we can recycle, we do any of the materials, especially in the scrap metal business. Something that we just started under the enterprise of Green Circle Companies is Browns Mill Recycling. So you can research it on the internet. We're becoming a official recycling center with our own shredder competing with the big boys in town. So Metro Atlanta, very competitive in the recycling game of scrap metals. So we're either meeting or beating their prices, offering a paved lot where we get them in and out. It's just really a win-win for all of our clients. We're saying, hey, come support our small business. We're all in this together. We're getting your guys out quicker. We're compensating them just the same. So in that whole sense of being green and environmentally friendly, we make sure to recycle as much as we can.
And so to dig down just a little bit more, mm-hmm. So obviously there's recycling efforts on job sites that you guys are doing.
Yes.
But this new mill, mm-hmm. Recycling center allows other people in the construction
Correct.
Business, smaller players who aren't necessarily, yeah, they can come and
we welcome that.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. And, you know, not only the metals, it's clean block, you know, like CMU and also asphalt. So there's a lot of things that can be recycled and brought back, you know, tires, things like that can be brought back into the community.
Mike, I love it. I think you and I are doing a good job when people use jargon from their terminology and think we know what they're talking about. CMU.
Oh, you heard that one before? ACT, CMU.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I am well-versed.
There you go.
Not really. Central Michigan University, that's all I know.
The ACT, we took that in high school. Right?
That I know.
You know, you're listed as the business development manager there, Chris, and I joked before the show, so what do? You like go door to door, knock on doors. Hey, you want to blow this place up? Seriously, though, how do you find new business?
Well, put our faces on pizza boxes, really, really whatever makes sense to, you know, we're trying to take up as much market share as we can. Social media, you know, we're not really versed on Facebook and things like that. If it makes sense to, we will. But LinkedIn, a lot more professionals are on there. We're working on our LinkedIn page, revamping and rebranding our website. We're searching for a professional brand, whether that be a consistent way that we dress and present ourselves to our clients, or, you know, ways that we brand our trucks. So visibly, we're there physically. We're promoting a presence. You know, we're walking into their offices. Sure, we're going to networking events. There's a certain ones that we like to go to that pertain exclusively to the construction industry, and that's where we like to stay and let everybody know we're there for you. We're here in person. We're ready to roll.
And obviously, the going back to the recycling plants, getting involved with other construction companies and kind of know. See, so this is why you don't have me be the business development manager, Mike. In the old days of professional wrestling, you know, you would have this, you cut a big promo and talk about how I'm going to destroy you. That's what I would think. It's like, you're talking about putting your face on pizza boxes. I would think you'd want to have a TV commercial with you, Chris, you know, going, you want to destroy, I'll destroy you, you know, that kind of.
So that's why we're here today.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. You guys, is there any job that's too big or too small? Because obviously in the Atlanta area, we've had, you know, the demolition of the Georgia Dome recently, some high profile demolitions, big old sports arenas. Have you guys, is there a limit to what you guys can do, or you can pretty much run the gamut?
Like I said, when things get hairy, we like to be pulled in. Really, the bigger, the better, but we'll do...
The bigger, the better?
The bigger, the better.
Because you get to destroy it and blow things up. That's cool.
We don't want no little piddly job. We want it really...
But you can do the smaller
job. We can, yeah. We get calls all the time. Even just yesterday, I went out and met a gentleman for a residential demo of 1,000 square foot house. It's a lot more rigmarole and a lot more permitting than we're used to in the commercial setting, but we do really thrive on those commercial and industrial projects that they need that type of expertise.
I was looking over some stuff about your company before you came on the air, and I think we'd be remiss if I didn't ask this question. One of the other things that kind of sets you guys apart is you guys mentioned that you're kind of an asset-based company.
Correct.
Talk about that and what that means.
That's huge, Stephen. It's one of these things where we retain a couple different assets from our own concrete crushing plant. Very expensive piece of equipment, which is something that we're able to, again, be a green, consistent company where we're recycling a lot of the concrete block that comes off these jobs. It puts it into a smaller level, it crushes it up so we can use it for infill or take it off the job and makes it into a manageable piece. We have our own skid steers, excavators. These are our guys. You know, these are our guys. We're not subbing things out. It gets really hairy and complicated on construction projects when you go with, let's say, a smaller company and they don't have these types of assets to dedicate to a job. So it makes things a lot more complicated to get it done in the way that the client would like to.
I can only imagine what your workers' comp insurance must look like.
Through the roof, yeah. When you get to this level of playing, yeah, it's there.
Future plans for Green Circle Demolition, what you guys got on the horizon?
Well, we want to go coast to coast. We're regional right now. We're doing most of our projects in Georgia, but we've just ventured to Nashville. You know, Tennessee is a huge market. We're looking to occupy the property values and everything going on over there construction-wise and within the country, just overall with the economy right now. Construction is looking to boom within the next 5 years. All of our general contractors and folks that we speak with are projecting great projects, great development, you know, whether Amazon's coming here to Atlanta and a lot of different development efforts. Southeast is just the hub for development. So we're looking to stay here and capitalize on that, but we're also looking to capitalize coast to coast and build satellite offices from here to California and New York.
Well, great stuff, Chris. I know we could talk forever about Green Circle Demolition, but our time is up. But for those that would like to look into your services, where can they find out more about Green Circle Demolition?
Sure. Just check us out on www.greencircledemolition.com. And on Facebook, we're at Green Circle Demo and LinkedIn. Or give us a call here at 404-229-0492. I'll pick up the phone personally. We'll do business.
Yeah, you can tell Chris not only good at business development, but marketing. As soon as he walked in, everybody got a Green Circle Demolition pen.
Yep.
So,
and he tore something down in the office. But we won't talk about that. Yeah,
yeah. Show us an example of your work, and he went right to work.
He had a karate chop on a table, just split
That's
it right.
Right.
In half.
We always show up to the job site and say, "Hey, can we take that wall down now? Let's do it."
I guess their tagline should be, "You can't build something great until you tear something else."
We should have called him when we had this wall taken down when we moved into their studio.
Now we know.
Yep. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Chris Meyer with Green Circle Demolition here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Mike, before we get to our next guest, I just want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio does broadcast live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. And I want to remind everybody that love is what makes a Subaru. As Chris loves to destroy things, we love our Subarus, and you can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join the family today. Come in and see the difference, or maybe, like Mike, you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
Oh, we know what that means.
It's time for our next guest.
Yes. I wish I could say welcome back, but we've never had Adam Cotter on before.
Welcome in.
Welcome in, Mr. Cotter.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Adam Cotter with the Cotter Group, and I'm sure you've never heard that joke before.
It's been minutes at least.
But you would also agree that that joke has diminished over the years. You haven't heard it as often as you did.
Oh, that's true. This is how we segregate people by age. When somebody comes up and says, oh, like, welcome back, I go, okay, yes, now we know where you're from. You know, what's going on?
You're at least 40 years old.
You're at least 40 years old. You know, you've been here, you've been around a while.
For you millennials listening to our show right now, just Google welcome back Cotter.
Yeah, throw it in your Google machine. Yeah, you welcome back Cotter.
They'll learn a new term called a sweat hog.
Yes.
They'll learn what a sweat hog is. But we're here to talk about the Cotter Group.
Yes.
And you're an IT company. Talk about what you guys do.
We are. So we're kind of an anomaly in the whole IT world. We've been doing this for 20 years. But where you think of, when you think of IT people, you think of the, you know, the geeky guy, you know, with the pocket protector and all that. And yes, we can do that. But really what we believe in is relationships. Our entire purpose of our business is to help bring people together. Relationships matter. So our niche is in the insurance industry and other service-related industry, you know, your CPAs, your lawyers, people like that. But any place where you care about relationships, that's the niche that the Cotter Group fills.
That's interesting because you hear about IT, you might talk to an IT guy and they're talking about SEO and websites and all that. And you start off this interview talking about relationships.
Well, sure, because that's what we're all about. Yes, we do the big cloud computing networks. Yes, we do the big infrastructure. We have over 5,000 insurance agents that use our network every day, our cloud computing services. We can do the back end geeky stuff. But the purpose of all of this is to bring people together. Because no one cares how the sausage is made. They just want sausage, right? So we're the guys who will help you. We're the guys who help you connect. We're the guys who help you talk. We're the guys who help you do business. And if we do our job right, you have no idea who we are. Because we're just the guys in the background making it all happen.
So I don't want to give away the sausage making secrets.
Sure.
But I'm going to challenge you to go a little bit deeper in exactly how do, I think, you know, one of the things we saw about your company before you came on the air was you have a product called the Bridge.
Correct.
So talk about how Bridge helps insurance agents specifically or anybody else that uses that product develop relationships.
So great question. So what we've done is right now, most small business owners, particularly in the insurance industry, that's our big niche is InsurTech. That's what we do. You have these insurance agents who are saying, hey, I want to talk to you. You know, for the last 20 years, if I wanted to sell you insurance, you would come to my office, we would sit down, we would have a cup of coffee, we'd talk back and forth. Now we're getting people who are saying, well, you know, I'd really prefer you text me. I'd really prefer you send me a message on Facebook. I'd really prefer you do some kind of social media. I'd really prefer you call me, video chat, whatever, you know.
Nobody wants to meet face-to-face anymore.
And some still want to meet face-to-face. So these insurance agents are going, how do I communicate? How do I build relationships when my potential insureds or my insureds have 20 different ways they want to talk to me? So we developed a product we call Bridge. Because we're creating bridges between insurance agents and their insureds. It's one place, one central webpage that you can use to make phone calls, video calls, texting, fax, share files, do social media, all of it in one place that can then be managed and supervised.
Would someone say, well, I've already got a contact management system.
Yeah.
You know, this goes beyond that because of those other features and how easy it is to integrate all those features into one place?
Exactly. So what we really are, we're a bolt-on to your existing management system.
Ah, okay.
So most insurance professionals, and this goes to your financial advisors, this can go to your CPAs, whatever, they have an existing system. They keep their contacts in it. They manage their who has which policies, who's expiring when.
And I'm going to interrupt you there because
as
an independent financial advisor, my first thought would be, I know what a pain in the it was to build that out on my insert CRM system here. So why on earth would I redo that? So you're a bolt-on.
Yeah, you don't redo
it. Okay, good.
You keep your existing management system and you bolt onto it. So now you're saying, you know, I want to send a blast text out to everybody whose policy is expiring in 30 days. Or to my customers because we got a new tax law coming out. So I want to send them all a text message. One click and it's done. I want to send them all an email. Okay, we can do that. We want to do a video call, a video conference. Well, video conferencing is great, but you know, they got to download this, they got to add that. There's all this garbage you have to go through to use it. If you can go to a web page, you can use it on our system, all in one place. If you want to send me a large file, hey, I want to email you this picture of my auto wreck, but I can't because Gmail won't let me send this large file. If you can drag and drop, you can use our system.
Okay, so again, I swear I'm not trying to be the 60 Minutes gotcha guy, but obviously being an independent financial advisor, I do some insurance. I'm around a lot of insurance guys, so I guess some questions are coming up. So the next question that comes up is, great, I don't have to change my CRM system. I like it so far. And then there's this secret word of, what about my back office? What about my compliance guys? What about where do they fit in all this? Where do they come down on all this?
So here's where we really shine. So we built this whole thing from the ground up with these insurance professionals in mind. So right now, for example, you're talking about compliance, your errors and omissions insurance, right?
Right.
So right now, Susie Q wants to text me. So she's using her personal cell phone to text to my personal cell phone. There's no record of that anywhere.
Right.
And so we may have a huge E&O issue down the road. Well, now she can text directly into the Bridge system, which, by the way, I can access from my desktop, my mobile phone, my tablet, whatever. If you can get online, you can access it, right? All those text messages go in and out from one place. So now I've got a record of it that I can dump into my management system that my manager can look at. You know, so now the boss can go, what is Susie doing over there? Oh, she's communicating with these five guys. Okay, I know what's, you know, she's on track. Phone calls. I can listen into her phone calls to see what she's doing. I can record phone calls in the office. I can do this for training purposes. I can do this for E&O purposes. So we've got compliance. This is where we really shine, is to say, look, there's no question of, did you do that or did you not do it? There's a record of it.
Steven, we've got a little conflict here in the studio because Adam's talking about building things up and Chris over here wants to kind of knock things down.
Yes, but they don't knock down relationships.
You should have seen Chris when Chris Adam builds relationships.
That's one way we build.
When Adam mentions a bridge and Chris is going, oh, a bridge. Can I
tell me more?
Yes, I want to. Can I knock that over? So, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Chris earlier, though. You're in a very competitive field, obviously.
We are.
So how do you grow your business?
You know, relationships. So we do a lot of social media. We do a lot of...
We've come full circle.
Really? Yeah.
Almost green circle.
Good one.
We do a lot of one-on-one working with people.
Yeah.
So instead of just mass blasting out, we'll walk into an agency and really all we have to do is have a five-minute conversation with an agency owner, with your CPA and say, you know, here's your pain point. You're worried about what Susie CSR is doing. You're worried about E&O. You're worried about, hey, can I be competitive? You're worried about losing business because, you know, this guy over here, well, I'd like to do business with him, but he doesn't text. And I really don't want a phone call. You're worried about losing that business. Mm-hmm. When we walk in and say, we can solve all those problems for less than you're paying for your phone lines right now, keep it all in one place.
It's just that fundamental level of actually listening, being able to offer them a solution that just makes sense.
Well, and I was going to say, you start with the relationship and then that allows you to go to the, I would imagine there's an educational arc.
There is.
There has to be. I mean, I'm going through it right now because I'm asking all the questions and I'm wondering if any other people in the industry are going, ooh, that's what I would have asked. That's a good question. Yeah. Because it's got this, you know, there are obstacles that I got to overcome. Because we've been promised many things in technology in the service
what was
industry.
It?
Right?
Way back, what was the theme? Paper free by 83.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if we go back to some of the old
systems. And we were
going
to go to the metric system.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we won't even start that.
Hey, there's people who use the metric system and companies that fly to the moon. So, you know.
So, yeah, paper free in 83 and you haven't gotten.
Oh, yeah.
And that hasn't changed.
Right? No. Particularly in the insurance industry, it's always the promise of, yes, we're going to be paper free. Yes, we're going to do this. And it's just hard to do. Because we have compliance issues. We have all kinds of things going on. That's why we come in and say, look, it's a bolt-on. It's a web page. If you can point and click, you can do it. You don't have to bring in new phone lines. You don't have to bring in new hardware. You don't have to bring in all this stuff. If you've got a computer, you're up and going.
Do you find most of your business now is based off referral?
Yeah, we actually almost all of our business is based off referral. So, so Stephen here gets all excited about it. He goes and tells, because, you know, this market is a very incestuous, you know, tied together market.
Well, and I was going to ask also, you talked about going to different agencies. So this is something almost at an agency level and almost in a, you're wanting to get in front of probably larger, again, not Allstate or whatever. I don't want, but you're getting to the carrier level almost to be able to help with this and offer this as a tool.
Yeah, we do. In fact, we're partners with most of the major management systems in the country right now.
Yeah.
So we work on the management system level. But we also work with carriers. So we've got carriers right now who are looking at us going, hey, this will help our insureds sell more policies or protect more policies or retain more policies. So we've got carriers who are saying, who are valuing us right now to push us out to all their agents.
And I would imagine then, so here's my last gotcha question. I'm going to go to price.
Yeah,
and,
go for
and
it.
That's a hard
You haven't got him. You haven't got
no,
him yet.
No, and I'm glad. Well, I knew I wouldn't. He knows his stuff and he knows what he's doing. So when it comes to price, how cost effective is it? I'll just ask it that
way. Well, let's throw some numbers out, right? So the way we do it, you're used to think about phone systems and per line, right? I need 5 lines from your local Bell company, whatever.
And I'm going to stop you there. You said we think about phone systems because all of this is happening over what, VoIP?
Yeah, this is all a VoIP system, right? Okay. So forget phone lines. I mean, yes, at its heart, Bridge is a very sophisticated phone system. It's got over 75 advanced phone system features. So your conference call and your 3-way call and your call part, blah, 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 blah. All that's in there. You can just assume that's there. And on top of that, we build all these extra features to make it work.
That's awesome.
And we sell the whole thing for $39 per user. So
per month. Wow.
So for less than most of your VoIP providers, you get not only the phone package, which is awesome, but you get video calling, you get sharing large files. We built in a time clock management system because a lot of our people said, hey, since they're logging to the phone system anyway, can we use that as a time clock?
Yeah.
And I said, sure. And they said, well, we want to know what these guys are doing, particularly in remote offices. Okay, we'll do screenshots. So if you really want to know what that guy in the remote office is doing, we take screenshots periodically and you can see, okay, they were logged in from 9 to 5. And during that time, they were doing all this stuff. So if we're doing training, you know, they go, well, this guy took 2 hours to sell that policy. Did it really take 2 hours and he needs more training? Or did he spend 15 minutes selling the policy and an hour and a half watching Netflix?
Ooh, there's a lot of people right now like loosening their collars.
I don't like that.
No, I'm not sure.
I don't know if we're sure for that.
Those are the people that aren't paying for
that's
the
right.
per
they're not the ones paying for it.
There you go.
It's you cool. know, and then we tacked on a quote sheet management system.
And what I love is if you're an independent agent, so I'm an independent financial advisor. I'm a one-person office.
Yeah.
I have a group that I work with, but you know, I'm in control of all my own margins. I'm looking at this and going, what a great investment for a bolt onto my contact management system.
Oh yeah.
If I'm an agent if I'm an agent office overseeing a bunch of different agents, now I'm helping them with their productivity and things like
right.
that. So, and if I'm on a carrier level, I'm going, what a benefit to generate more sales through better relationships.
Exactly. If we can develop better relationships, you know, it's all about the relationship in the insurance industry. That has not changed. Technology will never, ever, ever change the fact that at its core, relationships matter. And without that relationship, you can't do anything. All we do is provide the tools so that you can maintain those relationships in this day and age.
Adam Cotter is the president, CEO, and co-founder of the Cotter Group. And we're talking to him here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Before we let you go, I want to ask you about your plans for the new year. What's ahead for the Cotter Group?
Our plan's pretty simple. We put every independent insurance agent in the U.S. on our system. That's pretty straightforward.
Is that it? Well,
that's it. That's yeah, it? Nothing okay. more than that. Yeah, and
you probably have that done by next week.
And we're thinking. Well, you know, we don't want to rush, so second quarter.
Okay.
You know, we're.
That's great.
And he's looking to develop relationships with them and have text and video conference and
yes,
all that
and
kind
yes,
of
and
stuff.
Yes, and yes.
Well, sorry. A friend a day. That's the marketing guy again.
I like it.
Chris. So for those insurance agents or others that want to reach out to you and find out more, start their relationship, how can they get more information about the Cotter Group?
So it's easy to find us. Go to Cotter.net. That's Cotter.net. Just like the old Welcome Back Cotter TV show. You can find us on Facebook where we're very active there. LinkedIn.
Okay.
Yeah, just search for the Cotter Group and you'll find us.
The Cotter Group. The whole time Steven was asking all the questions, I just wanted to raise my hand and go, Mr. Cotter.
Yes, if you can identify your favorite sweat hog, then we really know how old we'll you are. You know, now.
And we'll give you a 2% discount.
That's right.
You Adam, great stuff. You are a geek, and I mean that as a compliment.
Oh, yes.
You know your stuff.
No, that's my core.
That's it. But there was one line he said where he said, at the very end, he said, technology will not change. And he took a quick breath and I went, wait a minute. And then he said, at its core, it's all about relationships. And that clearly has come through in this and clearly come through as you do business with them.
Great stuff, Adam. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, Mike, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Can we stop the Cotter Group music? There we go. Because speaking of good music, like the intro to Welcome Back, Cotter, do you like Yacht Rock Review?
Yes. I've heard great things about them. Everyone's shaking their heads.
I've seen
them. Oh, wow. Shaking heads. You go. So,
well, pay attention, Chris.
Them.
Oh, yeah.
You can also, you and anybody else can come see them at 7 p.m. on March 3rd, 2018 at Sugarloaf Country Club in Duluth at the second annual Pigs and Pearls Party. The event is put on by the WES Leukemia Research Foundation to raise funds for leukemia research. Enjoy a delicious barbecue dinner, premium open bar. You know, open bar is good. Premium open bar is even better.
Even better.
And dance the night away with Yacht Rock Review, all for a great cause. Get your early bird tickets at wesfoundation.org.
All right, Steven, want to thank our guests again, Adam Cotter from the Cotter Group and Chris Meyer from Green Circle Demolition. I told you it was going to be a fun show.
It was a blast.
There you go. You started the show with a pun and you end the show with a pun.
And now I'm sweating like a hog, so it's time to go.
Looking for another rim shot there.
No.
All right. I want to remind our listeners you can listen to this show anytime, 24/7, by going to businessradiox.com. And then, of course, pick the Gwinnett Studio. And, of course, then Gwinnett Business Radio. We're also all over social media, LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter, all those great places. So, YouTube. Go to our YouTube channel. Yeah, we've got shows there.
Become a subscriber.
And subscribe to us on iTunes as well. All of these shows are on iTunes.
Absolutely.
So I think we're covered.
I was about to yell, Dynamite, but that's the wrong show. So,
and on that note, I want to thank our producer, Trey, for Steve and I, Mike. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!